This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, spring is here and that means lots of events will be popping up around the listening area, and one of those is happening on Friday this week. Bodner Equipment Company in Staunton is hosting Red Power Days, and Vince Bodner says it gives you the opportunity to test drive a tractor of your choice.
My family was involved in the equipment business since 1953. Ever since I was a child, I was always around and involved. And in the year of 2007, we picked up the company called McCormick Tractor Company. And for the last 10 years, we've been promoting and selling the McCormick tractors.
Well, that's great. It's always fun to talk with people like you who have been around a family business and been involved since you were a kid. So you've got a lot of experience. And you said McCormick tractors, you've got a special event coming up related to those tractors, something called Red Power Days. So tell us all about it.
Yes, the Red Power Days, it's sponsored by the McCormick team along with us as a dealer. And we are going to hold this event at our dealership. And what this event is going to consist of is we're going to bring all of our new X-Series tractors out and show them to the customers. They'll be able to drive the tractor, and talk to the company people.
Multiple sizes of tractors, different horsepowers and things like that for different uses?
Yes, they'll be anywhere from a 28-horsepower tractor all the way up to about a 300-horse tractor, which they just introduced this year.
And have you hosted this event before? I know I had asked you earlier, it's something new that McCormick has started offering, but it sounds like a pretty neat event, a great way to test drive a possible tractor you might want to buy.
Well, McCormick is a fairly new company that products has just come out since about the year of 2000, selling here in the United States. And what we're trying to do with the Red Power Days is to basically reintroduce the tractor to our farmers that were used to the old Farmall McCormick tractors back in the 20s and 30s.
So there's going to be some new models then that maybe people haven't seen before, or at least up close and get a test drive them.
Absolutely. It'll be the up-to-date model tractor, the transmissions, the cab controls. We will have all the electronics available that we need for the guidance systems. So everything will be there, and we'll be able to show the customer how it works and how McCormick has got it set up in their tractors.
Vince Bodner of Bodner Equipment Company, and the Red Power Days kicks off around 1 p.m. Friday and will last until about 4 or 4:30. In other news, the Department of Ag is kicking off a countdown to the beginning of the next Census of Agriculture. Conducted every 5 years by the National Ag Statistics Service, the census will be mailed at the end of this year and is a complete count of all U.S. farms and ranches. A USDA NAS spokesperson says the Census of Agriculture remains the only source of uniform, comprehensive, and impartial ag data for every county in the nation. The Census of Agriculture highlights land use and ownership, operator characteristics, production practices, income and expenditures, and other topics. The 2012 census revealed that more than 3 million farmers operated more than 2 million farms, spanning 914 million acres. This was a 4% decrease in the number of U.S. farms from the previous census in 2007. Producers who are new to farming or did not receive a Census of Ag in 2012 still have time to sign up to receive the 2017 Census of Ag report by visiting agcensus.usda.gov. And we'll be back with more ag news right after these messages. The Environmental Working Group last week released a study that claims U.S. organic production lags significantly behind consumer demand. The group suggested that Congress could help farmers turn to organic farming by addressing organic agriculture further in the next farm bill. The working group is suggesting that Congress reform the Conservation Stewardship Program to create bundles of conservation practices for farmers who want to transition to organic practices. The Environmental Working Group is also asking Congress to reform the Environmental Quality Incentives Program Organic Initiative to provide organic and transitioning producers with the same level of support as other farmers. Finally, the group is seeking reforms to the Conservation Reserve Program to provide greater incentives for producers to put farmland exiting the program into organic production. Between 1997 and 2015, sales in the organic sector soared from $3.7 billion to more than $43 billion. Yet the gap between supply and demand means many American organic food companies have to rely on foreign suppliers for staple items that could be met by domestic producers. Now we've got some community events to talk about. Starting with the Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation, will have a drive-through pork cookout this Thursday, March 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Farm Bureau parking lot in Carlinville. Pre-packed orders will be available for pickup. Orders can be sent or faxed to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-6796 by 10 a.m. on Thursday. The Montgomery County Beekeepers Association will hold its monthly meeting next Thursday, March 30th, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Chalcom House in Hillsboro. Guest presentation will be by Fred and Carolyn Goberdeen from Rochester. They will be talking about preparing honey, beeswax, and beeswax items for the Illinois State Fair Beekeeping Exhibition. Then the public is invited to attend that event on Thursday, March 30th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Chalcom House in Hillsboro. And finally, an event this Wednesday, a cover crop field day will be held at Jeff Johnson's Pork Farm in Macoupin County. They'll be looking at cover crop plot trials, discussing Jeff's operation and how he uses cover crops, and they'll also discuss how cover crops have improved his cattle operation. The Environmental Tillage Systems strip till machine will be on display, and a representative will be there if you have any questions. That field day is happening this Wednesday, March 22nd, from 10 a.m. to noon at Jeff's headquarters west of Reeder on the south side of Route 108. If you'd like to attend or have questions, you can give the Macoupin County Soil and Water Office a call at 854-2626. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.